We're growing used to hearing about the number of people who've fallen behind with their loan repayments to banks, but what about other money lenders? The St Vincent de Paul Society say they believe there's been an alarming rise in the use of other money lenders, some licensed, some not, and want the central bank to give a full picture of the scale of the debts. Brendan Hennessy from the Society is with us. Brendan, good morning.
Morning, Gavin. Thanks for having us.
A big rise in money lending, you say. What sort of lending and from who?
Yeah, this submission was made on the basis of regulated money lending. There's about 43 regulated money lenders. So this is legal money lending we're talking about here. And what our members are concerned about, and it's their experience on the ground we're speaking about, is the return of money lending into communities that we have traditionally assisted, and the kind of the growth, as we see it, of money lending in areas where we traditionally haven't helped people. And this is kind of examples of this is, you know, where we're seeing kind of targeted advertising of money lending in communities. And what we find is that as we visit people and as the society visits people in their homes, it takes a while before people will actually divulge to us that they have actually resorted to money lending. And this is why we wanted the central bank to bring money lending out of the shadows. There is very, very little information out there in the public domain as to what is the extent of money lending. Usually people would ask us, you know, well, what do you think the extent of the problem is? The fact of the matter is, we don't know. And that is why we're looking for the central bank to publish this information. So we don't believe, Gavin, that the information, by the way, is commercially sensitive. But we do think that if people aren't speaking about this on the ground, the problem will be hidden from the view of Irish society.
So you want an accurate picture of what the 40-odd licensed money lenders are doing, how much they're lending, at what cost, what their arrears are, like the other banks do?
Yeah, and this is the interesting thing. Like, people can get to their minds very quickly the sense of maybe how many people are in mortgage distress or perhaps how many people are in energy arrears. What we want the central bank to do in this instance, as the regulator, is to publish baseline data on the number of loans currently provided by money lenders, and importantly, the number of households with such loans. We have come across households, Gavin, where there's been numerous loans given to one person or a number of people in the household over a very short period of time. And we think the information preferably would be published on a six-monthly basis, because a lot of money lending loans are short-term in their nature, and they're extremely high cost. And this brings us, I suppose, to our second recommendation, is that we want more done and more published, I suppose, around the cost of money lending. Often you'll hear money lending debates, you know, discussions around the very high interest rates, but you kind of lose people with that. If I can give you one example of a loan, is a €500 loan over 52 weeks will cost the borrower a total of €780. So that's €280 over and above the €500 is what somebody will pay. And our submission, which is available on scp.ie, shows other examples of the high cost nature of such loans. And, you know, nobody really would think I'd go in for that type of loan, but people are desperate at the moment. And our experience is that people are desperate for the money right now, and therefore they look for the principal. They're not too concerned about the repayment.
But Brendan, what use would giving us a full picture do? It won't stop people's request or desire or need to go to money lenders because they can't go anywhere else. And even if we get a full picture from the central bank of the licensed money lenders, it gives us no indication of what's going on with unlicensed money lenders. Is it not just an academic exercise?
No, I think, you know, Irish society previously has made mistakes around, you know, not looking for full information before making policy guidelines. And I think, if you know, we recently had, for example, had the opportunity to brief members of the Troika on various issues, and one of the things that people are asked of us is, what are the incomes that people we assist, what incomes do they have, the people we assist? But our point is, look, you can't understand incomes in Ireland unless you understand outgoings. The society, you know, is saying, and will be saying ahead of the budget, will be speaking to the issue of the income to certain households and low income households. That income is not only paying for the everyday expenses, it is also paying for arrears, loans, and in this case, money lending loans. We need this information. There is no point in, for example, the central bank are others publishing kind of data on how much people need to live on, if we're not aware that a lot of people actually also have loans to pay off, okay, as well as paying for basics. We also would feel that it would be worthwhile, the central bank, looking at the number of loans people take out in terms of the number of loans over a period of time, and also the amount of money people are borrowing. We think there has to be a closer link between the ability to pay and the amount somebody takes out. And a member of the society made a very good point. They said, if you go to a bank for a loan, the bank will ask you, how much can you repay? They're saying with money lenders, the experience is, the money lender is saying, how much do you want?
Okay, Brendan Hennessy from the Society of Vincent de Paul, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning.